when I think I'm a good leader, but I'm the only one thinking this, then I'm in trouble, then I have a problem. Be honest with yourself. Relentlessly, honestly, self-reflect. And step four, doing it consistently well, even under pressure. Hey, Stefan. Question. Can anyone learn to lead? Wow. That is a very interesting question and one of the most powerful questions I received in the last couple of years working on the topic of leadership. And I love this question so much, I've heard it repeatedly in the last couple of months that I decided to make it the title of today's Lightwolf podcast. Very warm welcome to you, dear Lightwolf, and thank you for your time. Now, in my experience, I've experienced 16 different bosses in my career. And in fact, I've learned from all of them. Among these 16, there were 7 or 8 really strong ones, 4 exceptional leaders, and also 2 where I would say maybe I was not the perfect match for them. But I did learn from each and every one of them. And the best have constantly developed and learned. They developed themselves and others, and they learned. Because leadership is a teachable, a learnable skill. Therefore, the title of today's Lightwolf podcast. Now, who can learn to lead? In my experience, only 2 types of people cannot. 1, those who don't believe in people. And 2, uncoachable, brilliant nerds. People who constantly want to be seen as superior to everyone around them. These 2 people, I find, struggle in really becoming good leaders or becoming leaders at all. But in my view, everyone else can learn to lead. So, can you learn to lead? Yes, if you believe in people. Now, here are my 3 best pieces of experience on this topic, learning how to lead. 1, be honest with yourself. Relentlessly, honestly, self-reflect. As I sometimes say, when I think I'm a good leader, but I'm the only one thinking this, then I'm in trouble, then I have a problem. And in addition, I've observed that everyone has their own style of leadership. But leading does not mean always leading the way we like to lead. Leading means leading in a style, leading in a way that the other person needs and that the situation demands. So I think leadership always has to be evaluated from the perspective of those who are led. And I think it's important to be aware of how your communication and your leadership affect others and are perceived by others. Note, I frequently do senior executive individual coaching on leadership. We always start with an honest 360 degrees feedback and a data-based leadership assessment so that my partners, my participants in the program have data, they have facts, comparing the perception of typically around about 10 others, including their boss, their peers, some of their subordinates, maybe key partners, and also their own self-reflection. How do they perceive themselves as a leader? And then we break out the data by certain groups. We compare self-reflection versus reflection from others. We break out above peers and below, so different hierarchical levels, so you get a really good feel for how others perceive you. And I've done this now 85 times in the last 15 years, and every single time participants really enjoy seeing the clarity. Often they say, Stefan, I'm impressed. I have received feedback in my career, yes I have, but I've never seen such a sharp and specific mirror as your executive tailored suit, this 360 assessment. So if this is interesting for you, then please drop an email to stefan.hohmeister@gmail.com or visit my website, contact me via LinkedIn, via any channel. Maybe already very soon you and I are on the phone to see whether this executive leadership program is relevant for someone in your organization, maybe interesting also for yourself. Yeah? Because key point number one, can you learn to lead? Absolutely yes, particularly if you do what I've often done, maybe not with 100% consistency, but I've done it quite frequently and it works and it's necessary. Tip number one, be honest with yourself, relentlessly honest self-reflection. Tip number two, specific encouraging feed forward. I am convinced that all people working with you and me can achieve much more than they themselves are aware of. I think all it takes for a leader like you is to understand them, to understand their triggers, to understand what motivates them, and then to give them a little more responsibility than they think they can bear, in line with their triggers. Give them work that plays to their strengths. Give them work that you can link to their triggers, giving them what they want from their professional life. Yeah? And always give them a little more responsibility also than you yourself are comfortable with. If you just give them what they and you are comfortable with, they are in their comfort zone and you are in your comfort zone. That means you won't grow. Give them a little more than that, a little more than they think they can carry, and a tiny bit more than you are comfortable. Why? Then they are out of their comfort zone. Then they are in their growth zone. And almost without any exception, I was rewarded afterwards with businesses and people growing faster as a result of me giving people more responsibility. And it also helps to give them encouraging, specific feed forward, contrasting to feedback, the more commonly used term. I think this term feed forward connotes the constructiveness, the solution orientedness, the forward orientation of this process called feedback. Huh? So I think whenever I've seen it work, the leader did not just destructively complain about what was missing or what was bad or even worse. If you spend most of your time telling people what's wrong, what's bad, or even worse, well, yeah, they will get the message. But I don't find that particularly encouraging or motivating. We need to be honest, absolutely. But I think the best leaders I've had were honest with me. They offered me honest critique on what needs to be improved, but in a constructive, encouraging, forward-oriented, solution-oriented way. By the way, giving encouraging feed forward is one of the most important leadership skills. It's the lifeline of performance and motivation. Still, according to a Gallup research from a few years ago, only 7% of leaders who are right now in leadership responsibilities, only 7% of them say, I am very good at giving and receiving performance feedback. While 69%, so 10 times as much, say, I find it hard, I'd love to get a really good training on how to give and receive encouraging feedback. If you are interested, we have an excellent program called Lightwolf. This is a program which is all about helping others succeed, motivating others, and increasing their performance by leading them well on a one-on-one basis. No matter whether you lead your direct reports, whether you lead your boss, whether you lead your customers, or whether you lead peers. This program is just stunning. I'm delighted that more than 5,000 people have gone through this over the last 11 years, more than 140 times, typically in groups of 5 all the way to bigger groups. Sometimes it's just one program in a client, sometimes it's 15 programs divided and across 150 people divided into groups of 10. If any of this resonates with you, If you would like to practice with me for 2-3 days in your company, I promise you, no matter whether you are a first-time leader or a CEO, I've done it with 6 CEO last week in Germany. They run entire companies. The ratings were outstanding and it was tailored to their needs. So if you are interested in experiencing firsthand, practical, in discussing, but also using in small groups, using your real life cases from your daily leadership challenges, if you want to practice with me how to really move people from duty to desire and to high performance with high motivation, then please drop me an email to stefan.hohmeister@gmail.com or contact me via WhatsApp, LinkedIn, website. I'd love to have that conversation with you to understand what kind of challenge you face and what kind of development you'd like to make with yourself or your team to move from good to great. And I think one of them is just specific, encouraging feed forward. And my third tip, consistently measure leadership. You may have heard of Peter Drucker, a very experienced and highly recognized leadership and management expert. He once said the famous quote, "You get what you measure," unquote. And leadership, I think, is relatively easy to understand in theory. But it's not enough to just understand it. I think there are 4 levels of mastery in leadership. The first one is doing it. Not understanding it, doing it. Step 2, doing it well. Step 3, doing it consistently well. And step 4, doing it consistently well even under pressure. And the best companies I know consistently measure their leaders, not only on the what, on their business results, but also on the how, on how they lead themselves, how they lead their bosses, how they lead their business units and their organizations and their people. And I think that kind of consistency matters. Yeah? And that it is helped by consistently measuring leadership. If all you want is financial returns, then measure financial returns. But if you want financial returns and strong leadership, so that your financial returns also last for the future, then you need to measure both the what and the how. You need to measure strong leadership. And I think that consistency in measuring it and rewarding it has 3 different types. 3 different types of consistency. One is a very simple one. If I'm reporting to you, you're my boss, and I'm a good leader, I'm solid, I'm among those 80% of leaders who match almost all targets, maybe match all targets, and do a decent, good job on leading my organization. And I have no interest, I don't have, maybe not even have the potential. There may not be a business need to change anything in my role. Then I think the right consequence, the consistent behavior for my case would be that you just encourage me to keep on running my job for another year or 2 or 3. Continuity. A second type of consistency, of consequence, is if I'm your subordinate, you are my boss, and I have received constructive critical feedback already a year ago that my business results are okay, but my leadership results are not. I don't behave like a good leader. I'm not reacting to feedback well enough. I'm not building my people. I'm not really leading my people well. I'm not clear enough in delegating the right tasks and goals. I'm not demanding enough, and then sometimes I can't control my emotion. Maybe I feel a little uncomfortable leading. I was a much better manager before. Then it might be that after 12 months and 12 rounds of well-done feedback and no progress at all, you may want to just ask me to step out of a leadership role and just manage work rather than leading people. I might be much happier just managing work rather than leading people. Maybe that's a little bit inconvenient for you to have that conversation with me, but that would be the right consequence, a consistent action. And the third kind of consistency is what people typically like a lot. Assume you have a very young 28-year-old leader. I've had that conversation with a Swedish organization 2 years ago. 120 leaders in a broad global leadership program, half of those people in Sweden, the other half distributed all around the world. And in one of those workshops, one of the people said, "Stefan, I have a colleague. She's just magnificent. She's very young. She's only 28, but she is pumping talent." I said, "Lars, what does she do?" And he repeated. He said, "This young woman is just fabulous. Whoever we give into her department," and she's been around now for 5 years, "whoever we give in, coming out 2 years later, that individual will be stronger than when she or he entered that young woman's organization. She is pumping talent." And I went like, wow, what a great compliment to make to any leader. I think the right consequence in that case is give that young woman much more responsibility, much more leadership responsibility, and fast. Yeah? She's doing well on the business side. She's doing great on the leadership side. So give her more people. Give her a bigger task. Give her a bigger organization. That's the nice side, the more comfortable side of people leadership and of consistency. Now, if you're interested in learning leadership even more, in a live program with me, please contact me. Or if you prefer e-learning, if you are the type of person who prefers learning over a longer period of time with a really great e-learning program, then I'd like to make you aware of the new Lightwolf Academy. The Lightwolf Academy is a one-year e-learning program that contains the 6 key topics that you really need to master as a leader. It's all based on my 30 years of experience, all the way from an intern up front and a first-time leader leading 6 people in my first leadership role, all the way down to leading 12,000 people in 20 countries when I left the corporate world. I did a couple of things right, I did a couple of mistakes, and all those practical insights all around leading myself, leading my boss, leading my team, leading my people, leading leaders, and leading strategically. All those tips are in the Lightwolf Academy. 42 practical, short, compact learning videos, tools, tasks, learning control, and throughout an entire year, 6 times live coaching with me for you to check your progress, to ask your toughest question, and to lift yourself to a completely different level of leadership. I want to help you become the leader you want to become. So if this offer, the Lightwolf Academy, is interesting to you, then please have a look at the podcast description or visit my website on stefanhohmeisterleadership.com. It's the first part on the top, Lightwolf Academy. Feel free to have a look, and if you subscribe to it, I would be delighted to soon welcome you as a new member of the Lightwolf Academy. So, in a nutshell, can you learn to lead? Yes, if you believe in people. And the 3 tips? 1, be honest with yourself, relentlessly honest self-reflection. 2, specific encouraging feed forward. And 3, consistently measure leadership. I hope you enjoyed this podcast today, and if you did, feel free to subscribe to this Lightwolf podcast. Every single week there is more news on strategy, leadership, and change to come. I would be even happier if you left some written feedback for the Lightwolf podcast in the podcast descriptions. Then I will learn what works for you, what I can improve. And if there is any question that matters to you on strategy, on leadership, on change, on innovation, that is not answered yet in the Lightwolf podcast, then please share it with me, because maybe your question will be the title of one of the next Lightwolf podcasts. thank you very much for today, for your time and attention, and I already now look forward to welcoming you again in the Lightwolf podcast next time very soon. Thank you for your time, your Lightwolf, Stefan.